Okay, so we're learning today about the very interesting topic of the Mila on the second day, Yontif. So the Mishnah tells us in Daf Kuf Lama Zayin Amar Aleph that a katan could be mal on day 8, which is a typical case, and it could be day 9 sometimes, and day 10, day 11, and day 12, if there's a safek. We all know that if we know when the child was born, so then it's a Yom Shemini, it's an eighth day, whether that eighth day is a Shabbos, a Yontif Sheni. But whenever there's a suffix, say a child was born ben hashmashos, we weren't sure if the child was a Friday birth or a Shabbos birth, or if it's a Matzah Shabbos, if it's a Shabbos or a Sunday birth, so that's a suffix, so then we can't do it on Shabbos, we have to wait off to the next day, that's 9 days. And let's say it's a two-day yantif, or a Shabbos day yantif, or it's a three-day yantif, you know, Shabbos, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, then we push it off even more, so that's how we get all the scenarios of pushing off a child to as long as day 12. Now, the only case that wasn't addressed in the Mishnah, the Mishnah does address Shnei Yomtiv Shel Rosh Hashanah, but doesn't mention Shnei Yomtiv Shel Galios. So this becomes a machlokas in the Rishonim. What's the stat? What happens on the Yomtiv Sheni? So Yomtiv Sheni, could a child get a Mila? So they talk about this really in the context of a Mila Shel Bezmana, because that's in essence what we're referring to, a Mila Shel Bezmana. So you have a child who's ready to have a Mila, and it's Yomtiv Sheni, Yantiv Sheni Shel Galios, whether it be Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkot, not Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a different din, but all the other Shlosh Regalim, what's the halacha? Could you give a Mila Shel Bezmana on Yantiv Sheni Shel Galios? So the Rambam writes that the din of Mila Shel Bezmana is not Doche Shnei Yantiv Shel Rosh Hashanah. The implication from that Rambam, and you also in Perish Mishnayos as well, I didn't put it on the page, but the implication is that Yantiv Sheni Shel Galios, the Mila Shel Bezmana, would be Doche. While the Kesem Mishnah quotes clearly from the Rosh in his Chuvos in Klal Chavav Simen Hei, that Mila Shel Bezmana is not Doche Yantiv Sheni Shel Galios. So that's Machlokas between the Rishonim, between the Rambam and the Rosh. Again, Rambam says it is Doche Yantiv Sheni, the Rosh says it's not Doche Yantiv Sheni. Before explaining what the Nekudas Machlokas is, there is an interesting Ritva. Ritva says that although the Rambam says that one can give a Mila Shel Bezmana on Yantiv Sheni, he does concede when it comes to a Ger Shin Is Geyer, let's say he decides on Yantiv, he wants to be, he was inspired by Shavuos, and he wants to be a Ger like Rus. So now it's Yantiv Sheni, it's in Chutz La'aretz, and he wants to get his Mila today. So could you get it? What would the Rambam hold about a Ger being Mal on Yantiv Sheni? So the Ritva says, even though the Rambam says by a child, by a Jewish-born child, Shel Bezmana, it is Doche Yantiv Sheni, he says, Mistavra delo mahalin Ger. He doesn't think one gives a Mila to a Ger in this case. Why? Now listen to the interesting reason why. Kevin she'eno Ger ad she'yimol v'yitbol, V'dilma parish kodem tevila. He needs a Mila and a tevila. So let's say the Ger gets a Mila. And then he says, you know what? Even though he went through that the pain, he says, I don't want to go through with the tevila. I don't want to be a Jew. Turns out, you as the Mo'el, you gave a Mila to a Goy. And that's a violation of Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Yontif. So therefore, because there's a chashash, he might go back. You shouldn't give a Mila on Yontif Sheni. Which is fascinating. It's similar to the question, does one say bracha on tzedakah? So there are many, many answers given. One of the famous answers are, well, maybe the ani's not going to accept it. You know, sometimes you give a dollar to the guy and the guy throws it back in your face. He wants more money. So then, do you not fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah? Perhaps not. So whenever there's a suffix, whether it will be complete, whether the mitzvah is complete, we don't say brachas, we don't do malachas. So in the case of the ger, there's a chashash, whether he's going to do, whether he'll accept the gers in the end, that's why we don't do this. So he thinks even the Rambam will say by a ger there should be no mila done on Yantiv Sheni.
The Rambam should that you can actually tevila and then mila, so that's an etzah to do it before. No?
Right. If you do tevila first
and then malam.
Exactly. Then that would be a way around this. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Now, the footnote points out that there could be another reason. The Haros and the Ritva points out another reason why maybe you shouldn't do a geris mila on Yantiv Sheni, and that's because there is no chiv at that point for him to do a mila. He's not chayv in mitzvahs yet. A child is a chiv. He's born to be a Jew, so there's a chiv mitzvahs. But here there's no chiv. If he does the mila, so then even with the tevila first, let's say you've done the tevila first and the Ramban that out of order works, the tevila goes first. So you give the mila, but there's no chiv to do so. So he thinks that the footnote points out, according to the Ritva, that even when there's a kiyum mitzvah, that could be docha Shabbos, even though there's no chiv. So that's an interesting footnote as a side point. What comes out from our discussion, however, is this is a very important machlokis rishonim of whether or not you could do a mila shel bezmana on yantif sheni. Now halacha l'maisa, this is extremely important. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch and you're there, Reish Shabbat Chavav, I accidentally brought mine home. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rush and the other rishonim that the mila shel bezmana does not take place on yantif sheni. But the Shach argues, and the Shach says, no, we should hold like the Rambam. And it should be Docha Shabbos, and Docha Yantav Sheni. And there's a long Pesachei Tshuva, according to Chassam Sofer, and then Nodvi Huda, back and forth, should we go like the Rambam, should we go like the Shulchan Aruch, the Shach, maybe there's room to make Mekel, if one wants to do it, there's a Mila Hitzmoch, and back and forth. So it's unclear how we pass. In Halach Lamaisa, we do not give a Mila, on Yantav Sheni, Shagalia, Mila Shlo Bezmana. But the fact that there's a machlokis in the Rishonim, and a machlokis in the Nosei Kalim, and a machlokis in the later poskim, then there are some, there are basic other discussions which we might be able to rely on the sheet of the Rambam for other interesting conversations. So that's important to know halacha l'maisa. But what is the nekudas ha-machlokis, whether or not, again, you could give a mila shel bezmana on Yantav Sheni or not? So I don't know if you guys got to this Gemara yet, but there's an important Gemara in Beya, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, about a Beya Shenol de Beyantif. The very first mission of Maseches Beya tells us that a Beya, that Shenol de Beyantif, Machlokis Beis Hillel Beishamay, whether Tochal or Lo Tochal, we assume like Beis Hillel, Lo Tochal, you can't eat it. Why can you eat it? There's a four reasons brought in the Gemara. It didn't have Hachana de Rabba, it's called. It was Gzera Mishim Mashim Shizavu. It's a Gzera Mishim Peres Anoshim. It's going to be like fruit that fell off the tree, where juice that oozed out of the fruit. And the final reason is, not in this order, is Muktzah. It's Yom Muktzah and Nola. So it's Aser. So, but if it's laid on Shabbos, on Sunday, I'm allowed to have it, because Sunday Shabbos is over. It's Muktzah is over, all the different reasons are no longer there. So what happens if it's laid on Yantif? Yantif, the same din. It's the Mishnah Nolda Beta Beya Nolda B'Yantif Aser. So let's say it's a 2-day Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is always 2 days, even in Eretz Yisrael. So the din is, if it's laid on day one, Rosh Hashanah, it's Aser on day one, and it's even Aser day two, because it's Kedusha Achas, the Gemara says. It's all one long Kedusha. It's called Yom HaRichta, the Gemara says. It's one long 48-hour day. So you can't have it on day one, or could you have it on day two? But what happens if it's on a 2-day yantif in Chutzlatz? Shnei yantif shagalyas. So Beya is laid on day one yantif, and day two now, are you allowed to eat it, move it, or not? So the Gemara says it's machlokas amaroim. Rav says, nol de bezeh, mutaris bezeh. If it's laid on day one, well then day two is mutter. Rav Asi says, nol de bezeh, asur bezeh. It's asur on both days. So the Gemara says that what's the machlokis? It must be whether Kedusha Achas or not. According to Rasi, who thinks it's Aser in both days, it's because he assumes that Shnei Yantav Shagalios is Kedusha Achas. It's all one Kedusha, it's all connected to each other. And Rav says it's Shnei Kedushos, they're two different Kedushos, which means, what Shnei Kedushos? I mean, they're two independent days. Day one is Kadosh, and day two is Chol. Or day one is Chol, and day two is Kadosh. It's a suffix, we don't know which is the right day. Only one day is really Kadosh, and the other day has to be Chol. So if it's late on day one of Yantif, so day two it's Mutter, because either day one was Chol, which is fine if it's late on Chol, or even if day one is Yantif, well today is a Chol, it's Chol HaMoed, or it's Ruchag, and therefore it's Mutter, that's the Machlokis in the Gemara. So how do we Paskin? So before getting to Paskin even, the Gemara says, really Rav Asi, who is Machmir, that you can't have the egg, he's really not sure. He didn't know. The Gemara says he's a svuki misafkele, whether it's kedusha achas, whether it's shnei kedushos, whether it's one long day, whether it's two independent days. So he's machmer in every end. He's machmer not to have the beya. That's one long kedusha. But he's also machmer to say havdalah, because maybe it's only one day yantif and the other day is really a chol. So he says havdalah. So this is the conversation that's going on in the Gemara. Now there's a wide range of rishonim how far we're willing to take this yantif sheni. There's a range of it being completely chol, that doesn't exist. It's definitely not chol. But is it a suffik? Or do you view this as a minhag? Or is it betar zvadai? And there's different variations, and which halachas does that impact? So in terms of the havdalah question, just for a second. So Rav Asi was machmir to make havdalah because maybe day two is really a chol. So which type of havdalah, what would the havdalah look like? What would it sound like? What would he say? So Rashi says the havdalah he would say is bein kodesh l'chol, because mamish yantav sheni is a mamish l'chol. In the side that it's 2 days, it's shtei kedushos, we view yantav sheni as a chol. But the Shutta Mikubetz's quotes from the Ra'ah, no, you would say lashon of mavdil bein kodesh chamor l'kodesh kala. What's the lashon here? Bein kodesh l'kodesh or bein kodesh chamor l'kodesh akal. So you have to still say kedusha in both elements. So how kadosh do we view day two? That's this machlokes. Is day two a chol gamor? Is it kadosh? Is it kadosh a little bit? So this is the whole range. Now lamaisa we don't say havdalah because it's going to be zilzule to yantav sheni. It's going to be a whole joke. But this is part of the conversation that's going on behind the scenes of what theoretical type of havdalah would be made, which all indicates how strong of kedusha is yantav sheni or how much of a chol it is. And with all that discussion, we can now understand what the machlok is between the Rambam and the Rashis. According to the Rambam, he views Yantav Sheni more on the Chol type, and therefore, you could do a Mila Shlobizmana on Chol. While the Rush would assume Yantav Sheni is more of the Kadosh type, and therefore, it would be Aser to do it on Yantav Sheni. It's just important to know, we assume L'Halach L'Maisa that Shnei Yantav Shogolios is Shnei Kedushos. There is a Shita of the Ravan that who holds its Kedusha Achas, that Yantav Shnei is Mamish Kedusha Achas like Rosh Hashanah, but we don't assume that way. We assume it's Shnei Yantav Shogolios is Shnei Kedushos, and then it's debatable how we view those, how second day. I mean, there is a precedent for Yantav Shnei being Kechol. Where else we have Yantav Shnei as Kechol?
A mace,
right? The Gemara in Be'er tells us the B'mace. Shavya Rachmana, Shavya Rabbanan Kechol, and regarding Mace, and also regarding Refuah as well. Any Refuah Shilas anyone gets on Shabbos, you can't take Refuah, unless it's a Chol Sheish Basakana, or even a Chol Sheim Basakana. There's different dinim. But Yantav Sheni, there's no issues of Refuah. Refuah wasn't instituted in Yantav Sheni. So we have such a model of Yantav Sheni being Kechol, Lagabi Mace, Lagabi Refuah. So here as well, the Rambam says, even Lagabi Mila Shalom Bezmana. But the Rush thinks, no, it was only limited, only exceptions were made for what the Gemara says, Lagabe Meis and Lagabe Refuah. But Lagabe Mil Shel Bezmana, he felt that it has a din of Kedusha, and you cannot be makel by a Mila Shel Bezmana. So that's the simple understanding, I believe, of this machlokus between the Rush and the Rambam. Again, the Rambam is makel by Yantav Sheni, it's more of a chol. And the problem is, the Rambam is soser himself. Because the Rambam writes, again, the world of Yantav Sheni Shagalis is a whole world in its own right, and there's so much to do. This is just Rashi Prakim. But there's a din the Gemara talks about making an Eruv on Yantav Sheni. Making Eruv on Yantav Rishon, Yantav Sheni, you make it Tanai. Mm-hmm. So let's say, what happens if a person forgets to make Eruv Tavshilim? This is true of all types of Eruv, and Eruv Tavshilim, Eruv Tachumim. So Erev Tavshilin, we know we're supposed to make Erev Tavshilin when it comes to Yontif leading into Shabbos. So there was a Maisa once, I don't know exactly how it went. When Rav Soveitchik moved to America, so he was in Boston, and it was like a Shabbos followed by Yontif or something like that. So like before Shabbos started or during that week, he said, okay, everyone, don't forget to make Erev Tavshilin. There's a Shabbos leading to Yontif. There's no Erev Tavshilin and Shabbos leading to Yontif. It's Yontif into Shabbos, but not Shabbos into Yontif. So if Soveitchik, first time in America, the first shul he goes over to the rabbi, he asks, what are you making Erev Tavshilin for? He says, no, there's one day in the Rishonim like that. There's no such day in the Rishonim like that. That's just the rabbi didn't know what he was doing. You know, rabbis sometimes don't know what they're doing. They make mistakes. Reminds me of another Maisa, two different Maisa. One Maisa is I was once in a shul somewhere for Shabbos, and it was Parshas Balak. So Shabbos Mincha. So Shabbos Mincha, we know we lay in the next Parsha. The next Parsha after Balak is what? Pinchas. So laying Pinchas, we know in the Torah that the word Shalom is, the Vav is split in half. So it comes up, I think, the end of Kohen on the Shabbos Mincha during the weekday Aliyah. So the Kohen gets Aliyah, and then he notices there the Vav is split. It's a mistake. So he calls the rabbi up. The rabbi's looking at it. It's a mistake. It's not a mistake. I don't know. So before, I was about to just go up and tell him that it's supposed to be there. But before doing so, the rabbi said, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. And the truth is, if it was fine, it would actually be pasul. What does that mean? The Vav Dafka has to be long enough where it has to be split, so it's pasul. If you thought the Vav was long enough that it's kosher, then it's actually pasul, because it's not supposed to be a kosher Vav. It's supposed to be a pasul Vav. So whatever. He didn't know that. He didn't know this din. He didn't know the Gemara and Kedushin. Didn't know the Halacha about this. So rabbis don't know a lot. I mean, they know a lot, but they also don't. And they're also not willing to. The guy didn't know what to even look. Like, if you didn't know that the Vav and Shalom is split, like, where does he even look for such a Halacha? So it's a tough job. Don't get me wrong. I've made plenty of mistakes myself. But as I say to many people, whenever you have a rabbi posek who never says, I don't know, let me look it up, let me find out, then I wouldn't trust that rabbi. That means he has too much pride to ever admit not knowing the answer. So either way, so Erev Tavshilin, again, is made on a Yontif into a Shabbos. So you could cook on Yontif to prepare for Shabbos, because normally you can't prepare from Yontif to Shabbos. Erev Tavshilin allows us to do that. Now, what happens if a person forgets to make an Erev Tavshilin? It happens every Yontif. It happens, Rabbi, I forgot to do Erev Tavshilin. What am I supposed to do? So the first answer is, well, the rabbi makes one for the community. Okay, fine. Rabbi, the second Yontif, I forgot to make Erev Tavshilin. The Gemara says you can only rely on that once. Twice, it's already too much. You're already negligent. So there's a question, if it's two consecutive ones or it's two in your lifetime. But let's say Yontif Rishon Sukkah, she forgot to make Erev Tavshilin. You're fine. The rabbi works for you. Simchas Torah Shmiat Tzeres, rabbi forgot to do Erev Tavshilin. Nothing you can do about it now. But you can't rely on the rabbis, but there is an Eitzah. The Eitzah is, if it's a two-day Yontif, so if it's day one that she realizes this, she can make a Tanai and say, if today is Yontif, so tomorrow's Chol. If today's Chol, tomorrow's Yontif, and there's a whole Tanai you can make. So the Rambam, when recording this whole Tanai, this works for Erev Tavshilin, it works for Erev Tchumim, whether this day's Yontif, whether this day's Chol, Rambam says it doesn't work anymore. There's only Bizman HaMikdash, where they were being Makadish based on the Riyah. Right? The two ways to sanctify the days, the months, the calendars, is it based on Riyah, what they saw, or is it based on Cheshbon? They made a calculation, they figured out what's going to be the next 500 years. So in the times of Beis HaMikdash, they calculated the moon based on Riyah, what they saw. Now if I lived far away, I lived in America, and they didn't have transportation, they didn't have communication, I'm not going to know when Yontif is. There's no way you could get the word back to me. Right? They used to put the fire, the Mishnah tells us, they used to put the flames on the hilltops and everyone could see, and then that's a good way to communicate. Then the kusums are messing everything up, and then we can't rely on that. They have to send messengers out. It takes time. So I don't know when Yontif is, so I keep 2 days. But it's a suffix. Because really, only one day is the right day. Only one day is Tesvav Tishrei. So it's a Yom Tov Chol Yontif suffix. We don't know which one's the right day. But nowadays, the Rambam says, we don't do Riyah. We don't have Eidus anymore, Eidus HaChodesh. Rabbi Gamliel made a whole calendar, and it's all set in stone. You can look up in 500 years from now when Yontif's going to be. So now it's not a suffix anymore. It's Betaras Minog, it's Betaras Vadai. So what comes out is that the Rambam says the Tanai doesn't work because neither day is Chol. It's actually both days are Yontif now. Both days are Yontif. So this Chol doesn't work anymore, this Tanai. And the Ravid argues on him. So Rav Chaim says, wait a second, the Rambam paskins when the Abeya Shinolda B'Yontif Rishon is Mutter and Yontif Sheni, isn't that based on it being a Suffolk? So how come when it comes to Erev Tavshilin, Erev Tichumim, we don't rely on the Chol and Suffolk? And in light of what we said as well, we said by Mila Shlo Bezmana, you could do an Yontif Sheni because it's a Chol. So how come by Erev Halachas, he says we view both days as Kedusha, both days as Yontif? This is the question. Now, Chaim doesn't ask the question from Mila Shlo Bezmana, I'm adding that question to Mila Shlo Bezmana. And the answer, Rav Chaim says, you can look it inside, it's not a very hard piece, but he says, how do you look at the question? Some questions are viewed as the whole package, both days as a unit, and sometimes you look at each one individually. So the way he says this is, if you're looking at the Yontif individually, Yontif Rishon Bifnei Atzmo, then it's Pasha Yontif Rishon is Vada Yontif. But if you're coming to look at Yontif Rishon with Laduna Litzarfim Sheni, to work it together Yontif Sheni, then it becomes a Suffolk. And even Yontif Rishon is called a Suffolk. So you have to figure out when you look at which way. But he says, with regards to the Be'a, that's known to be Yantif, we look at it as a unit, as Shnei Yam together, and therefore the Be'a is permitted in Yantif Sheni, because it's viewed as a Safik Chol, Safik Yantif. But when it comes to Tanai, you're saying both together. If day one, if day two, because you're saying both days. If day one is Chol, day two is Yantif. If day one is Yantif, day two is Chol, since you're viewing it as a package deal, then in that case, you have to view it as both as Vadai, Kedusha. You have to acknowledge there being a Yantif Minog, Pateras Vadai, and then you're Machmir by Erev Tavshilin. So now going back to our case as well. Mila Shlobas Mana on Yantif Sheni, I'm not viewing them as a package. I'm looking at today's Yantif Sheni, and today I've got a Mila Shlobas Mana. So if you're looking at it isolated, so then you're able to view it as a case of a suffix. You're not forced to view it as a package, as being Kedusha spreading out. To really appreciate what's going on, take a look at Reb Chaim there, and you can appreciate this particular discussion. Now, a fascinating question is brought up, based on this by Rav Vosner, the following situation as it comes to a Pidyon HaBen on Yantif Sheni. How does that relate to this? So the Shaila that he was asked was, you have a Ben Chutzlartz, who's in Eretz Yisrael for Yantif. Now, the Pidyon HaBen falls out on Friday, Yantif Sheni. It's a three-day Yantif. It's at least for Ben Chutzlartz. It's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Yantif. So Friday is not Yantif for Eretz Yisrael. That was the day of the Pidyon HaBen. But for me, the Ben Chutzlartz, it's still Yantif Sheni for me. So the question is it better... Now, why can't you do a Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos, on Yantif rather, because you're giving money over, that's Muksa. It's a kinyan d'rabbanan. It's a kinyan which is an issur d'rabbanan. So the question is it better for him to appoint a shliach, have a ben Eretz Yisrael, be a shliach for him to do Pidyon HaBen on the right day, on Friday, if for him it's not Yantif? Or is it better for me, the father, the ben Chutzlartz, to wait till Shabbos, after Shabbos, and do a Pidyon HaBen shelo bizman? That was the question he posed. Everyone with me in the scenarios? Mm-hmm. Okay.
How does shlichus work then?
As I say, I'm imana Ruvain to be my shliach for Pidyon HaBen, like I can imana them all to do.
You can be imana someone to do a Pidyon
HaBen. No, because for him it's a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Right. For him it's not. So that's the scenario. So let's walk through this tshuva. So he writes, I'll say it outside, you don't have to look inside it unless you want to, but he says part of this conversation also is there's a machlokus in the poskim whether shlichus works even for Pidyon HaBen in the first place. Like going back to our Mila discussion, the shlichus work. If you're a moel, can you be a mishalechson? If I'm a Pidyon, if I could do Pidyon HaBen, which I can, all I need to do is give money to the Kohen, can you appoint a shliach? Ramah says you can't have shlichus by Pidyon HaBen, and all the other poskim argue, so that the shlichus even work. So he writes as follows. This discussion depends on a Mila shelo bizmana b'yantuf shein, our very question. And he says, we know the machlokas between the Rambam says it works, you can do a Mila Shlo Bezmano Yantav Sheni. And the Rosh says you cannot. Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rosh that you can't do it, but the Shach says that you can do it. Pesachei Tshuva says this and that. So it's a discussion whether Mila Shlo Bezmano works in Yantav Sheni. And then he says, if you assume that you can do a Mila Shlo Bezmano in Yantav Sheni, like the Rambam, which is an Itzer Derais of cutting, a Chabura, so certainly you should be able to do Pidyon HaBen on Yantav Sheni, which at worst is going to be an Isser Mederban of passing over Muksa coins and doing Kinyan Derban. But if you assume that you can't do a Mila Shelo Bezmana, like the Shulchan Aruch and the Rosh on Yantav Sheni, then you should also not be able to do a Pidyon HaBen on Yantav Sheni. That's how he initially attacks this question. But he uses this discussion to explain this machlokas. But then he quotes from a Tshuvas Givas Shaul that says, no, maybe only for the Rambam are you allowed to do a Mila Shlo Bezmana on Yantav Sheni, because that's a Mila is a Chamer Dikadin. It's a Mila, it's a Yugimel Brisos. But Pidyon HaBen, so what's a big deal to push off a day? It's not so significant. And therefore, maybe you can't connect the two discussions together. But then he says, well, maybe it also depends on how should a Ben Chutzlartz be acting on Yantav Sheni in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a big machlokas, whether or not a Ben Eretz Yisrael should have to keep Yantav Sheni in the first place. So granted, we're all machmir. Now, we should I shouldn't say we all. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael Sukkos this year, and my parents and sister's family are not keeping on their Sheni, and we are. That itself becomes a big discussion. Some postmen actually say that if you're staying in a place where the family's keeping only Yantav Rishon, not Yantav Sheni, because of Los Eskodu, there might be room to be Mekel, that you could be Nigra after them. Different reports of what Rav Shechter said on this topic. So not for now, but either way, it seems most poskim will advise that one should keep Yantav Sheni for Ben Chutzlart. But there's still a machlokas. Everyone acknowledges there's a machlokas, the Chacham Tzvi and whatnot. So the fact that there's a machlokas, so maybe we should rely on the make opinion that I should haka do a Pidyon HaBen and Yantav Sheni, because it's Pidyon HaBen Bismana, and based on Machlokas, Mila Shlom Bismana is permitted, and because Yantav Sheni for Ben Chutzlart and Eretz Yisrael, there are those who are Mekel. Based on all these various dinim, there's perhaps what to rely on. But then he has another question. This just shows you how many different dinim are playing to Paskin a Shaila. He says at the end, but what about the question, is it better to do a mitzvah bizmana aide shliach versus mitzvah boyosmi bishlucha shlo bizmana? So maybe you should point a shliach and do it today. Which is better? A meal bizmana through a shliach? Or is it better that I do it, but shlo bizmana? So these are the various back and forths he takes into account. In the end of the day, after all this long discussion of Vazner Paskins, that person should wait till after Yontif to save his bet. Wait till after Shabbos is over and do a Pidyon HaBen Shlo Bizmana. But if one wants to do it Bizmana, against the Sheni, he has who to rely on if he does a Shlichus. He doesn't think one should do himself with the money. He doesn't think that's the correct thing to do. But to appoint a Shliach, Bizmana is allowed, but he certainly recommends that one should do a Pidyon HaBen by himself, Shlo Bizmana, after Yom Tov and Shabbos is all over. Now, one final interesting discussion that comes up regarding Shlo Bizmana, Mila Shlo Bizmana, is as follows. There's a Tosafot Rosh Hashanah that quotes from the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer that Avraham Avinu received, he gave himself a Bris Mila. When did it take place? Yom Kippur. It took place in Yom Kippur. So there's a Shaila, how could he give him Mila Shlo Bizmana in Yom Kippur? Right, his meal wasn't bizmana. Now you could say it was bizmana because Baruch Hu said you do a mila and that's a bizmana. So okay, so let's assume it's not bizmana, which many mifarshim understood that was shelo bizmana because it was on the eighth day. So shelo bizmana. How was he allowed to do this on Yom Kippur? So the Chassam Sofer says, based on the Medrash says that although Avram was accredited doing the mila, Kadosh Baruch Hu held his hand; he did it together. So based on Shnaim Shasu, two people who do a melacha, so it's Pater and Shabbos, so that's why it was allowed. In Yom Kippur, it's Pater. That's a very creative explanation. There's another explanation. Chedush Reb Shmuel, he explains in Pesachim, on Os Tzadi Gimel, Daf Dalet, I think Os Tzadi Gimel, Shmuel Rizovsky explains that there's a difference between Shlo Bizmana of a Gadol versus Shlo Bizmana of a Katan. A Shlo Bizmana of a Gadol is more urgent because he's a bar mitzvah now. He's over 13, 99, whatever the age is, over a bar mitzvah. There's a chiyiv and there's a karis b'chol yom v'yom. And therefore, a Shlo Bizmana is more urgent of a Gadol than a Shlo Bizmana of a katan. So granted, a Shlo Bizmana can be docha Shabbos, can be docha yantif, and maybe can be docha yantif sheni. But a Shlo Bizmana of a Gadol, he paskin that it should be docha even in Yom Kippur. Forget Yantav Sheni, that's Vada, Yantav Sheni will be docha. But even Yom Kippur and even Shabbos, a Shlo Bizmana of a Gadol should be docha Yom Kippur. And that pshat he gives in this with Avraham Avinu. Now that's a big chiddush. We don't paskin this way. There are many, many shilas on this, but certainly interesting on the discussion of a Mila Shlo Bizmana. Okay, so we'll stop here. And we'll pick up Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow with something. I forget what. And I'll do the finale.